Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm presenting today about RDF canonicalization, which is an extremely exciting technology, one of many to come from the World Wide Web Consortium. And it affects how big data is secured. RDF is a framework for expressing data which is distributed and yet linked. When you usually create a database, you have a schema which tells you what properties mean. But problems come when you try and share these schemas with other people, because other people have different databases and they don't know what your properties mean. To link databases together, you can use RDF, which is Resource Description Framework. So the fundamental principle of RDF is that you're describing resources. Resources can be something real, like myself. They can be something fictional, a fictional character. They can be a digital resource, such as a web page. They can be a physical resource. And the reason why this is so broad as a category, why so many things can be part of the universe of discourse, as it's known in RDF, is that it allows RDF to be universal to any kind of data that you might want to express. The distinctions between concrete, physical, abstract, conceptual, are human ones. To RDF, they don't exist. An RDF resource is identified by its IRI, which is an internationalized resource identifier. You may hear people talk about URIs or UIs. That's Uniform Resource Identifier, and it's essentially the precursor, the predecessor of IRIs. IRIs are URIs that can be expressed in multiple human languages, Chinese script, for example. And one IRI I have here on the screen is from Wikidata. This is the Wikidata IRI for this FOSDEM conference. So when you're talking about FOSDEM in an RDF